There's nothing else but that, you know. James Dean, 1956, had it all down, and he was quite mad, and he died very early, in the same way that Michael Todd died, the same, you know, as super capitalist died, the same way. Michael Todd, Elizabeth Taylor, capitalism, exploitation, the same thing. James Dean was sensitive, Michael Todd was capitalist. They both died for no reason on super private planes. They're both great. They're both mad. They're both beautiful. We'll do a song now. I've got to do a song now on another level. It's like if you're a regular show business observer, you'd view me and them on stage in terms of normal. Here's a commercial act, right? Here's a tight commercial act. With the gold suit, Hank Snow wears the gold suit. Elvis Presley wore the gold suit, hated it, but he did it because Tom Parker wanted him to. When Tom Parker heard I was doing this, he tried to sue and tried to stop it, but he couldn't do it. But it's all part of the show business scene. I've written a song from the new album about the nature of show business. Show business, which is very beautiful and which is very dangerous. I've got to say that something tragic has happened to one of my greatest stars on the stage, Johnny Cash, who was one of the greatest stars ever to appear on the stage. The latest story in the New York Post that Johnny Cash will now appear in the White House in a couple of weeks. On the request of Rich, at first Johnny Cash did a terrible thing. He went to Madison Square Garden and said, "We got to support our boys, no matter what. We got to support our president, no matter what." Missing the whole point. 3 years ago, Johnny Cash, when he was crazy, went around to the Greenwich Village and went around to the Gaslight with Peter LaFarge, who was crazy. Went to see me, who was crazy. I went to see, you know, Eric Anderson, who was crazy, and Bob Dylan, who was crazy. We were all quite mad, really. And all that happened, and at that point, Johnny Cash wanted to be a protest singer. He did. He wanted to be a moral singer, protest singer. Today, because Johnny Cash has been accepted by the media, he's gone to a new level where a man who, in 1954, was at the heart of everything that was music is now at the anus of everything that is music, which is a major tragedy, because he is one of the great talents and he has managed to break through television. It's a shame that people like Nixon and people like the scum like Agnew and the Republican Party can commandeer a talent like that and use him for their murderous intent, and their intent is murderous. We'll now do a song about the nature of show business. This is a song I will have to dedicate, unfortunately, to Johnny Cash. It's called The Chords of Fame.